Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with the Midday Interview. And my guest today is Johnny Sexton. He's the executive director of the CARE Project. He'll tell us what that is and invite us all to attend their third annual gala right here in Wilmington on Saturday, September 21st. So, Johnny, welcome.
Thank you so much again, Jamila. And thanks to WHQR for being so supportive.
Well, this is a project very close to my heart, and I know that the work that you do is very needed and very appreciated, not only in this community, but many places in the country and even other countries now. So tell our listeners, first of all, Johnny, what the CARE Project is.
The CARE Project is a nonprofit foundation that I started 5 years ago now, right here in Wilmington, where my life was all centered. And it really is devoted to empowering parents with children who are deaf and hard of hearing to accept challenges and to advocate for their child. In other words, to help them with their emotional journey. When you have a child born and something is unexpected, I never call it bad news. It's just nothing that you expected to have happen.
Right.
So what do you do? And, you know, most any parent will have a reaction. The family reacts emotionally. And sometimes they need help with that. That's where we step in. We want to be that emotional support for the families, and also equally to provide that sensitivity training to the professionals and caregivers who work with these families.
It's interesting because there are services offered for the deaf and hard of hearing, but not always for the families. And so that emotional support component seems like a very important and underserved aspect of things before the CARE Project.
That is what we're told. It was me on a life's journey and a mission, realizing what was missing. And we're told across the country, and now even in other countries, that we have addressed something that is unique and has been omitted in service delivery for these families. So we're very pleased and humbled to hear that.
Yes. Now, what is your own background, your own training, Johnny?
I am 34 years now as a pediatric audiologist, native of this area. You know, I'm from, my grandpa was born right here in Wilmington, so was my dad. And I grew up in a more rural area, my beloved Sampson County, and realized that there was a need for greater access to services due to a family who lived across the street from us in the 50s. When I was born, they had a little boy born. They named him Johnny also. He was profoundly deaf. So we were very much aware of what impact that had on a family, because during that era, there was no federal nor state level mandate that children be served in their communities. So the other Johnny moved to Morganton, North Carolina, to the then only school for the deaf, and, you know, got an education, and he returned back to our home area. But that certainly left an impression, yes.
Yeah, to be separated from his family, I think must have been very difficult.
And it's challenging.
Yeah, and yet that's where the services were, so
yes,
that's where
yes.
he had to go. Right. So that's the basic aspect of the CARE Project. Is there any particular current work that you're doing that you're interested about, you could tell us about?
We are so fortunate to be sought after in new partnerships, I call them. Not only in the past year have I been invited to other states, we're now engaging in some new discussions for a variety of new projects. First, there is now an official relationship, a collaboration with the CARE Project and UNC Chapel Hill's CASEL program. They recognize the work we do with our family retreats. We recognize the wonderful, valuable services they provide to children and their families. So we're partnering. We're going to start doing some CARE Project family retreats in 2014 in collaboration with the CASEL program. That's one. Of course, Bald Head Island and all of its residents, its businesses, they have rallied behind us more than ever before. So we're headed over there in November to host our third annual CARE Project family reunion. There's more support than ever to maybe have that happen more than once a year starting in 2014. We also just received confirmation that will be the recipients of a grant from a private corporation. Most people have heard of Siemens Medical.
Yes.
They have a division for hearing.
Wow.
And they want to fund our expansion into working with teenagers and tweens, as we call them, who have hearing loss challenges and their families. To date, we've focused primarily on the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the things that are brewing in our little pot of tea,
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Johnny Sexton. He is the executive director of the CARE Project, telling us about the great work that that organization does. It is a nonprofit. And we're going to be talking now with Johnny about how some funds are raised for the CARE Project. Their third annual gala is a week from this Saturday. It's Saturday, September 21st, from 6 to 11 in the evening. And first of all, tell us about the gala. What are your gala plans?
We have fabulous gala plans, I can assure you. We have a magnificent team of people right here in the community who have volunteered to help us yet again. A group of hardworking folks. And so we are set to have our big fundraiser at a new facility, new to me, and relatively new to the area, the Terraces on Sir Tyler, down across from Mayfair Shopping Center. It's beautiful. It's a penthouse floor ballroom with outdoor terraces. We have booked the incredible Bebis Ellison and her band.
Oh, my goodness. Good for
she
you.
She is our entertainment for the evening. But you won't be bored when she's not singing, because we also have an incredible lineup of live auction and silent auction items. Just a few. The live auction.
Yes.
Our dear friends, Keith and Angela Rhodes, down at Catch and Fun, and now Catch the Food Truck, they are offering the opportunity for us to auction off a private chef's dinner with Keith Rhodes.
Oh, my goodness.
And I have to tell you, he's bringing the Catch food truck to our gala.
Wow.
And we have many other restaurants supporting us. So I just had to say a special thanks to them. We have a young man from my hometown in Garland, North Carolina, Matthew Register, who has Southern Smoke Barbecue now. He's offering us the opportunity to auction off a pig picking beach music dance party for 50 people.
My goodness.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, I hope that goes for a great bid.
I do too.
Yes.
So we've got that support. Andy Cobb, who doesn't know our beloved Andy Cobb and his frogs, he has created an original new piece for us to auction off that evening.
Oh, I've just been emailing with him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a great
sculptor.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh. Those are wonderful items. And lots of other smaller things, too, for
lots
the live
things,
and silent
yes.
auction.
Many things. Chris Kessler, who is our media director, is donating another one of his beautiful Baldhead Island-inspired marshscapes. People actually requested that of him if he would part with it. So we have a beautiful painting coming in, too. So.
That's great. Now, there will be that wonderful entertainment and the live and silent auctions. And let's talk a little bit about the food and drink.
Food galore. 20 restaurants and food purveyors, as we call them, from the community stepped up to the plate again. And they
are
providing. You
don't do this small, do you,
Johnny? No. You know, I remember riding my bike to school when I was a poor little fella down in Sampson County, and I had big dreams. And, you know, Wilmington is making them happen.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Very exciting.
20 restaurants donating
yes.
food. Yes.
Oh, and my all goodness. Of that is coordinated by this incredible lady, Christy Ferretti, in Pine Valley Market. They're handling all of that for us. We'll have magnificent beverages. We've got, you know, our bars will be set up. It'll be a fun evening from start to finish.
Now, let's talk about how people can get tickets. It looks like the tickets are $50 a piece, and your friends at Gravity Records have volunteered
yes,
to have
Matt
tickets
Keen
on hand.
Yes, Matt Keen and his staff, they're helping us. That's wonderful.
And Gravity Records is on Castle Street now. You can also go to the CARE Project website. It is thecareproject.me, and there is a link there which will send you to a place where you can buy tickets. And if you'd like more information about this event or about the CARE Project, first of all, I recommend you go to the website, thecareproject.me. And Johnny Sexton can be contacted at johnny.sexton@thecareproject.me. We have about a minute more. Is there anything else you want to really let people know, Johnny? Anything else that comes to mind?
I just want everyone to know that no matter where we go, people want to help. People are interested in giving back to humanity, and a lot of people don't know how to. Mm-hmm. And that has been a blessing to us, because we have many needs. Our fundraiser here in Wilmington helps us pay for family retreats. We bring families together, and we work over a period of 3 days to give them some hope and resilience and a clear direction forward.
And I imagine that night at the gala, there will be information available if people want to get involved in some way.
Yes.
Not only to contribute funds, but to volunteer in some way. They can find out how to do it that
Absolutely,
night.
Absolutely, yes.
All right. It's the third annual gala for the CARE Project, Saturday, September 21st from 6 to 11 p.m. at the terraces on Sir Tyler across from Mayfair. More information again at thecareproject.me. My guest, Johnny Sexton. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure once again.
Great. It's wonderful to have you here in the studio.
Thank you.
This is WHQR.